Just a few weeks, the 2014 midterm elections will be here. There'll be state, local, and national races, including, of course, the control of the U.S. Senate up for grabs. The cry every election day is that every vote should count. The question is, should everyone who votes be counted? Voter fraud is a practice that the Obama administration has turned a blind eye to, which my next guest brings attention to. His new book is Crimes Against the Republic, How the Democratic Party's Voter Fraud is Fundamentally Transforming America. He is a former attorney with the voting section of the U.S. Justice Department, J. Christian Adams. Good morning, Christian.
Good morning.
And we have a couple of websites for Christian's work over at our website. The most important part, you'll find a link, and it's noted there. For a limited time, you can download a copy of Crimes Against the Republic for free. In the meantime, pjmedia.com would be your starting point for all things factual and informative about the world of politics. And, you know, Christian, certainly voter fraud is not something new. You can go back in time, you know, certainly Lyndon Johnson, John F. Kennedy, voter fraud, they were beneficiaries of voter fraud. But how much more rampant has it become under the Obama administration with now the soon-to-be former Attorney General Eric Holder?
Well, there's no way to tell because it's something that operates in the shadows. But what we do know is that Holder has given a green light to voter fraud by failing to prosecute it when it occurs. I mean, for example, you had Al Franken winning his Senate seat because of voter fraud. He had almost 1,100 felons voted illegally in that election and weren't allowed to vote. But because Minnesota had same-day registration, nobody could figure out they were felons in time, and they cast ballots that gave Al Franken the difference. Or you have Wendy Rosen, a Democrat nominee for Congress from Maryland, who was committing federal felonies by voting twice in presidential elections. Once in Maryland, once in Florida, and nothing happened to Wendy Rosen. So we have an attorney general who's turned a blind eye toward federal election felonies, and that sends a signal to other criminals that they can get away with it.
Now, some of the deniers or the dismissers of the damage voter fraud would say, well, you know, look, you have an election that hinges on hundreds of thousands of votes, and if a small fraction of percentage tries to play games, this is their claims now, granted, you know, how serious is this issue? Then how much of an effect does voter fraud have on an election?
Well, first of all, it shouldn't matter whether or not it changes the outcome, because crimes in the process, whose vote is going to be canceled because of it? Are you willing to stand up and volunteer? And how much voter fraud is okay? Are we okay with 100 votes, 200 votes illegal? But it's simply a lie to say that it doesn't change the outcome of the election. I just said Al Franken only is a United States senator because of voter fraud, and we only have Obamacare because Al Franken was the 60th vote in the Senate to pass it, to get past the filibuster. So the whole country is being fundamentally transformed because of voter fraud.
Talked in an earlier segment, there's a piece of legislation in the hopper here in New Jersey that would give illegal aliens a driver's permit card, photo ID. It would look like a photo ID for all intents and purposes, not being negative on people who man the polls, but the urging of the proponents of voting, come one, come all, believe in same-day voter registration on the spot. And if someone is really not too swift, some of these illegal aliens could use this photo ID to become actual voters in some of these elections, couldn't they?
Well, it's already happened in other parts of the country. You have non-citizens who voted in South Florida that were on the voter rolls improperly, and any documents they had helped them get in through the polls. So, you know, we know that non-citizens are illegally participating in elections, and we also know that, once again, the Holder Justice Department does absolutely nothing to stop it.
Starting with J. Christian Adams, his new book, Crimes Against the Republic. And it's available for free for a limited time over at pjmedia.com. We have a direct link to the page where you can download it, electionlawcenter.com as well. You can read some of Christian's work and you're listening to Issues and Ideas. How definitive are voter fraud laws? Is there gray areas? Is there wiggle room? Is there any reason, any way that the Justice Department can say, well, that's not how we interpret it?
No, zero wiggle room. When you vote twice in the federal election, you've committed a felony. When you vote for President Obama six times, like Meloise Richardson did in Cincinnati, and then go on camera on the CBS local news affiliate and brag about it, there's no wiggle room. It's a done deal. You committed a federal felony, and this Justice Department is simply unwilling to ensure that our elections are clean.
Is this something that happens strictly on national-level elections, or can you look at any level of the ballot and see this game played by Democratic operatives?
No, it's both. Sheriff elections are notoriously corrupt in a lot of places. There was a Virginia sheriff election a couple of years ago where one candidate was actually buying votes with pork rind. So he was giving out pork rind bags. But then when you have presidential elections, it's also acute. Numerous Obama campaign volunteers pled guilty in Ohio for illegally voting in Ohio, even though they resided in places like New York and Massachusetts. So you tend to see it at the top and the bottom of the ticket.
And so probably comes to a surprise to nobody that George Soros is behind an effort that basically funds educational programs to those who want to orchestrate voter fraud.
Well, one thing's for sure, George Soros is behind the effort to fund organizations that are constantly attacking election integrity. You have groups like the Brennan Center, you have groups like Demos, the Advancement Project, all of these left-wing groups that are constantly litigating against election integrity laws are being funded by Soros.
Now, of course, we mentioned Eric Holder most frequently as the force behind blocking anything to fix the system, but how much of the Justice Department is in tandem with Eric Holder? Is the whole system polluted in that part of the equation?
Yeah, almost all of it's behind Eric Holder. As I've reported for years, the Justice Department has been on a hiring blitz of left-wing lawyers from some of these very same Soros-funded organizations that are being given career civil service jobs. That means they can't get fired. They won't leave with a new president. They stay there forever until they retire, and they're doing the bidding of their outside organizations.
And when we talk about numbers, that's there's way too many within that element of the system for any one president to take the time to start filtering and interviewing and re-interviewing these people because, as you said, they have jobs for life, too.
That's right.
Now, story after story, we hear about all these laws that states put into place. You know, strange thing, that 10th Amendment, state rights and everything, but it seems like the Justice Department doesn't want to recognize that 10th Amendment, do they?
No, of course not. The Constitution gave the states the power to run their own elections. And there is an exception to that, that Congress can set the time, place, and manner of elections for federal office, and the 15th Amendment says you can't discriminate on the basis of race. And so these two constitutional exceptions have given the federal government the power to get involved in local elections.
Because for some reason they believe a racial minority is incapable of going to a county clerk office to get a county ID card if they don't have a driver's license?
Well, that's precisely the argument that the Justice Department and other groups have made in Wisconsin and North Carolina voter ID cases. They say black people have to take the bus more, and therefore to make them go and get documents to vote to show who they are, is discriminatory against blacks, even though it applies equally to everybody.
I think I also heard an economic claim against the idea, too, and granted, can't check every district in the country, but the ones that I looked at, if you prove some financial challenge or difficulty, they actually give you the ID card for free.
Yeah, in South Carolina, you don't even need the ID card. You can say that you had a hardship, and you'll be exempted from having to show it. So that doesn't matter. South Carolina was forced to spend $3.5 million defending attacks from the Justice Department.
Now, certainly the claim was that a significant amount of voter fraud took place in 08 and 2012. But now with the U.S. Senate on the line, control of the U.S. Senate, and the polls showing, even liberal polls saying that Democrats are in trouble, how much of the fraud is going to be turned up in just about 3 weeks from now?
Well, I don't think that this is something that there's a switch that goes on and off. I think there's a cultural prevailing wind that exists when it comes to criminality and elections. It's not something that anybody has master control over. It's something that the baser nature of human beings take advantage of loopholes. And I think that's more how the fraud works than any sort of centralized control.
Just a matter of who can orchestrate it and get the troops together into one consolidated effort.
Yes, yes.
The book is Crimes Against the Republic, How the Democratic Party's Voter Fraud is Fundamentally Transforming America, or Christian does with his writing. He basically plots out the path that has been walked, and hopefully alerts those in control of local voting, state legislatures, state houses, governors, and mayors, about what could be forward in the days ahead should nothing change with the system, from the Justice Department all the way down to the local level, pjmedia.com. You can download a free copy for a limited time. Also, check out Election Law Center. J. Christian Adams, thanks so much for being here this morning.
All right, bye-bye.